didn't see you there. This year, you are in for a treat. Families have been working on this year's Christmas Gate at Home. They will help to share the good news of the Christmas story with us. All who have had times this year when we've been a lot or a little afraid will find comfort that on the very first Christmas, many were afraid. But we do not have to be afraid because God is with us. Let us find the good news for this year's skit. Do not be afraid.
And they all lived happily ever after. The end. That was a good one. Well, good night, Charlotte. Sleep tight.
Wait a minute, Dad. Don't leave yet. Can't you stay a while longer?
Why? What's going on, Charlotte?
I'm scared. That book made me nervous, and now I'm thinking of all the things I'm afraid of.
Really? Like what?
Well, let's see. There's airplanes, bees, coronavirus, dogs, electrical shock, fires, ghosts, hexes, invertebrates, judgment, knives, lice, mice, nighttime, orthodontist, poison, questions, teasing, under my bed, violence, worms, x-rays, yellow fever, and Zoom.
Whoa, okay. Let me get this straight. You just listed all of your fears in alphabetical order. Okay. All right, well, listen, I can completely relate. I, myself, get afraid all the time.
So, how can I feel better right now? I can't sleep when I'm scared.
Yeah, you know what? Stories help. Whenever I'm afraid or I'm worrying about something, I remember that I'm a part of a story that is way bigger than myself. And God's story is full of a lot of people who are afraid of a lot of things. You know what? I think we have time for me to tell you one more story tonight. This part of God's story takes place at a time when many people were afraid of many things. It all starts in a town called Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and a woman named Mary.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you. As with joy at the harvest, us as people exult when dividing plunder, for the yoke of their burden, and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. You have broken as on the day of Midian, for all the boots of the trampling warriors, and all the garments rolled in blood, shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome to my home. Do you want to talk to me? We haven't met before, have we? Do you want to hear what I have to say?
I do. Pardon me. Let me start over. Greetings, favored one. God is with you.
What kind of greeting was that?
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you are going to have a baby boy. You will name him Jesus, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and his kingdom will have no end.
How can this be? How is this going to happen?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. Also, your relative Elizabeth is going to have a baby, even though people thought it was impossible. But nothing's impossible with God.
Was all of that a question?
Oh.
Well, are you asking me if I want to do this?
Good question. Yes.
Here I am, the servant of God. Let it be with me according to this message. I need to see Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, are you home? I'm coming in.
Come on in, Mary. Mary, I have something to tell you. You are so blessed among women, and the baby in your womb is also blessed. From the moment the sound of your voice entered my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Here, feel it.
Elizabeth, I'm also bursting with good news. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most blessed woman on earth.
What God has done for me will never be forgotten. I'm talking about the God who knocked the powerful off their thrones and lifted up the lowly. So, can I stay at your place for a few months?
All right. See you tomorrow. Love you, Mary. Mary is pregnant? How is that possible? We aren't even married yet, and the law says that that is not good. Not good at all. She claims that this child, the child she carries, is actually God's child. My only option is to marry her, then divorce her quietly. That will save my reputation, at least. But she will be disgraced. I don't know what to do, and I'm afraid.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to get married. God's Holy Spirit has made Mary pregnant. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus. God saves, because he saves his people from their sins.
Oh, I'm gonna marry Mary. And we're gonna have a baby and name him Jesus. I'm gonna be a dad. I need to go pack.
Hold on, I have questions. Why was Joseph packing a bag? Why was Joseph afraid of Mary having a baby? Do angels still visit people in dreams? Who names the kid God saves? Why was everybody making such a big deal about this? It's just a baby. This story is so weird.
Oh, okay. I think I get the picture. You have a lot of questions, and I'm going to be honest, we just don't have all the answers. This is one of those bigger-than-life kind of stories, where there are a lot of unexplainable and miraculous parts.
That sounds like something Pastor Mandy would say when I asked her questions.
Well, I'm actually glad I sound a little like Pastor Mandy on this one, because we just don't have all the answers. But I do have the answer to one of your questions, which was, why was Joseph packing a bag? To answer that question, we have to meet the emperor.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no space for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people."
To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Citizens of Rome, it is I, your Lord and Savior, Good Shepherd, Light, Way, and Price of Peace, Caesar Augustus. First, I want to say you're welcome for all the great things I've done for you. There has never been an empire as powerful and glorious as me. My empire is vast, you people are obedient, and I'm saving you all of you. and you owe me so much, so much. Citizens, I want to count you. Yes, let's get a good head count so that you can pay me for what I owe. Go to your hometown and register your family so that you can show proper appreciation of my awesomeness. I decree it to be so. Farewell, my faithful children. May you know me by magnificent ways. Farewell.
Okay, the good news is I found us a place to stay.
Oh, good. This baby is not going to have to wait much longer. Where are we staying? In that place with the nice breakfast?
Not really. That place was full.
Oh, no. What are we going to do? Sleep outside with shepherds? Stay in a stable with donkeys?
What? No. Who would do that?
Joseph, our baby is coming soon.
I know. The guest rooms are full, but I found an innkeeper who will let us stay in a small space in his home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a nice space. Lots of hay. Maybe some animals.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, stop there.
Wait, why?
I don't think I want to hear about the birth part.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. We can talk about that later. In fact, the Bible doesn't really get into a lot of detail anyway about the birth. It just says that Mary had the baby, wrapped him in some strips of cloth, and laid him in a feeding trough. But those are actually important details to remember for the next part of the story. It takes place in a field.
Okay, keep going.
There were shepherds living outside in a field nearby watching over their sheep at night. They were about to be frightened by some powerful messengers from God, but they would soon come to find out that they did not need to be afraid.
Glory to God in the highest. Ahem, ahem, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Is this thing even working? Am I on mute? Do not be afraid, okay? I bring you good news that'll cause good joy for all the people.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. This will be a sign to you.
You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and laying in a manger.
Good news for all the people. The Messiah is born, a Savior.
Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth, peace among those who God favors.
That is all. Goodbye. Au revoir.
So, you both saw that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
So, we're going, right? Yes, we're going. We have to go.
Do we bring the sheep? I think we have to.
Bah, bah. Yeah, we want to come. Take us with you. Bah, bah.
What were those signs again?
A baby wrapped in strips of cloth lying in a manger. Bah.
We won't forget. Let's go.
You too, sheep. Come on.
That was a miracle. It's just how that angel had described. There was a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger.
Friends, we have seen something truly amazing tonight. I don't know about you guys, but it feels like the world is changing.
Yeah, but why do you think we got to see it? Nobody cares about us, shepherds. We're poor and we don't have very much power.
I have no idea, but the child's mother, Mary, acted like this was exactly what was supposed to happen. Like this was meant for people like us. Maybe this baby will lift up the lowly and bring down the lofty.
Wouldn't that be something?
It sure would. I bet there's no limit to what this baby can do.
Hey, shepherds, was that star there last night? I don't think I've ever seen that star before.
Hello. Welcome to Observatory. We are the Wise Men.
Wise people.
The Magi.
We're really more like scientists.
Astronomers. We study the stars.
We study the stars so well when something changes, we notice immediately.
We just noticed a new star in the sky. Using our scientific instincts, we'll have to discover why there's a new star in the sky.
We now begin our journey.
Are we there yet?
You literally just asked that.
Now?
Yes, it looks like we are in Bethlehem.
Yeah, here we are, in Bethlehem. Let's ask the local king and see if we can find some more information.
Did somebody say, king? That would be me. I'm the big cheese around here. Everybody is talking about it. They all say I'm a powerful king. The best king Bethlehem has ever seen.
Yeah, we get it. Best king ever. So, we are here for some information for the new baby-born king of the Jews.
The child-born king of the Jews.
We saw its star at its rising. And we have come to honor him.
Ah, would you excuse me, Mom? I need to make a call. Hello? Put me through to my smart people. Hi, this is your king, the very best king. I need to know, according to your research, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? Bethlehem? Are you sure? Okay, bye. Hi, wise folks. So yeah, this is great. Go find the child and honor him. And then get back to me about this, so that I too can honor him.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, well, we can do that.
Let's get out of here.
When we left Herod, he decided to sit around and be jealous and plan his revenge.
He felt threatened that there was a new leader that people were excited to meet.
We found Jesus and brought gifts to this child.
We brought gold,
frankincense, myrrh.
And usually these gifts are for royalty.
Powerful people. Well, grown men.
But we gave these gifts to a tiny, weak, oppressed child.
Even though we didn't know exactly what was going on, we knew he was important.
We knew this news would turn everything upside down.
Oh, and by the way, we never returned to that wicked King Herod.
No way. We were warned in dream to take a different route.
You might say we took the scenic route.
And now we return to watching the stars.
Wow, those wise guys were really brave. They honored the king God had chosen, brought him presents, disobeyed the laws of King Herod, and made it home safely.
Yeah, I agree. They were really brave and determined. Everyone in the story was, from Mary and Joseph to the shepherds and the Magi. They all recognized that the birth of Jesus was going to change the world. Charlotte, are you feeling safe and sleepy yet? Our story is coming to an end.
Yeah, I'm feeling safe and sleepy, but this really isn't the end.
No? Why not? It's bedtime, and we need to get some sleep.
Dad, this is just the beginning. Jesus is born, he grows up, he turns water into wine, he teaches, he heals, he flips tables, he...
No, I completely understand what you're talking about now. You're absolutely right. This is just the beginning. We have a lot to talk about. But for now, let's just focus on this one special moment. Tonight, let's focus on the night that brought us Jesus.
Okay, that makes sense. This is a good story.
It is a good story. God's story is unfolding more good news every day. And in the end, all things will be made right. That doesn't mean we won't be afraid along the way, but we can trust that love and justice will have the final word.
I don't know about you, but I am comforted by the fact that so many people in the Bible sometimes felt afraid. I'm also comforted by the way that God came to people to comfort them in their fear and to help them to be brave and to help them to do what God wants, even though at first they were afraid. When I was little, I was afraid of the dark. And even when there was a street light outside my window where my room wouldn't be so dark on the inside, it still made me afraid because the street light would shine through my window and would cast a shadow on something in my room, and it made it look to me like there was a scary monster. Now, there wasn't really a scary monster in my room, but it looked so frightening to me. It didn't matter to me that the monster wasn't real because it seemed real to me. My little heart would beat really fast, my hands would sweat, and I would hide under my blankets. I was so afraid. And so I did what you do when you're afraid. I went to get help. I didn't want to be alone in my room, and so I went to get my parents. And they tried to comfort me, and I was a little bit comforted, but not a lot, because I thought they could not appreciate how scared I was. I thought that parents didn't take these threats seriously enough. So my parents suggested that I pray about it to God. So I did. Every night when I was scared, I would pray to God that God would watch over me. But more than that, my main prayer wasn't so much about protecting me as it was just reminding God that I needed help and that I was giving this darkness to God to handle while I was going to go to sleep. I was officially passing the baton to God to handle it because I needed to go to sleep and I had school the next day. God knows our fears and how scary it is to be human sometimes. God knows about all the things that we're afraid of. And Christmas is one of the ways that God helps us when we are afraid. After all, on the first Christmas, God sent Jesus into our real life to help us and to save us when we were afraid. Many times in the Bible, God tells us, do not be afraid. I think that's for two reasons. One is, when God shows up in Scripture, it generally comes as a big surprise. And often God shows up in some spectacular ways, like a burning bush or a bright angel or a voice when you're not expecting it. That's how God tends to show up in Scripture. Another reason that God has to tell us do not be afraid is that God steps into our life on our scary days to say, you don't need to be afraid. I love you. I'm with you. You belong to me. I'm with you all the time, even when you can't always see me. Sometimes when we feel afraid, we need to hear the warning that our fear is giving us. Like if you're afraid to touch a hot stove, there's a good reason for that. Fear comes to us to protect us. But other times, when we're afraid to do something that God really wants us to do, or when we're afraid of something that is too big for us, something that we can't fix, or something that is taking away our peace, our joy, or our hope, we need to trust that God is going to help us through our fear. We need to lean on God and keep stepping out in faith. Mary was afraid and that she was not brave enough, that she was not important enough to do what God wanted. But she certainly was, wasn't she? She was afraid, and she still said yes. Joseph was afraid of what people would think if he took Mary as his wife, but he decided to help God carry out God's plan. Joseph was afraid, and he said yes anyway. The shepherds were afraid when the angels appeared to them. And I think maybe they were afraid because it felt to them like the whole world was changing all of a sudden. The whole world was turning upside down with this news of a new Messiah. It was a good change, good news for all the world, but still scary to them. They were afraid. And still, they went to see the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The wise ones who came with presents for the newborn king, they don't seem to be afraid themselves. But King Herod, who sent them, meant to do the baby Jesus harm. And so the mission that looked like it was for love and joy and hope and peace was really something kind of scary because of what Herod wanted to make it into. And still, the wise ones acted in faith, and they listened and went home by another way. When we overcome our fear to grow closer to God and to one another, when we show the love of Jesus and when we share that love with each other, God can do great things through us. Our church's witness this year is about faith over fear. Part of faith is keeping one another safe and following prudent rules for our safety and health, rules about masks and distancing. That's faith over fear. When we set up food pantries and mask giveaways and COVID test stations, that's faith over fear. When we move from worshiping the way we've always done it to worshiping online and in safe ways, that's faith over fear. When we continue to care for children and families by changing walk to Bethlehem to journey to Bethlehem so that more people can see it, that's faith over fear. When our church invests in our early learning center to keep it open despite low enrollment, caring for our teachers, investing in it while we wait for COVID to pass, investing in a school age program to start in January to continue to serve our families through that early learning center. That's faith over fear. These are all ways we say yes to God in spite of our fear. So when we feel afraid, it helps to talk about it with God, like I did in my prayers, and with a person like mom or dad or a friend or a brother or a sister in Christ. And when we're doing what God wants us to do, loving God, loving each other, caring for people who need help, when we feel afraid, we can know that other people have felt that way too, and that God is going to give us what we need to be faithful in spite of our fear. We can take each other by the hand and hear God saying, "I know it's scary, but do not be afraid. I'm with you no matter what." Just like when I was scared, I went to find a person to be with me. When you're afraid, it helps to be reminded that you're not alone. And Christmas is God's response to our need for a Savior, a response to our fear and our need for hope and peace and joy. Christmas is God coming to us in Christ to take on flesh and dwell with us, to give us courage, to comfort, to heal, and to save. After all, Jesus was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And he's with us especially in seasons where we feel afraid and unsure. He's with us no matter what. So Merry Christmas to you this year more than ever. Fear not, God is with us. Amen.